AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Bill Hall with you right now on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. Etikoff today. And Bill joins us, as he does every Wednesday about this time, from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. And it is serving real estate for buyers and sellers in Northeast Tennessee. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl.
All right.
And Alec, if you're listening, if you're out of bed yet, good morning as well. I hope you feel better.
There you go. There you go. Got it. Good wishes for Alec from all
for
of
sure.
us here.
Absolutely. Thanks for being a friend.
So here we are, and you are wearing your shades indoors again, as you do quite often here, because you are one of the coolest guys.
No, it's not that. It's just that it's so bright in the studio. You guys have the windows, the shades all the way up. And, you know, with my recent eye surgery, everything is so vivid. All the colors are so vivid, but it's also so bright. So I went from not wearing sunglasses outside to wearing sunglasses outside, and now I'm wearing them in here, but nobody's looking at me other than you, so I'm okay with that.
We're all okay with that.
Ray Charles.
That's fine.
Anyway, real estate. Okay, so here we are. We're like, what's happening? What do I do? Do I buy a house now? Do I sell a house now? What people are asking these questions. I get constantly, every single day, somebody will probably ask me a question and be saying, like, are the prices of homes going down? And I go, no, not really. Are mortgage rates going to go down? No, not really. When are they going to be back to where they were? I don't think in my lifetime and possibly not in yours. what about the price of homes? Are they going to just drop down to make up the difference? No, they're not doing that. I wish they would. But they're not doing that. Is there still a demand for homes? Like crazy. Right now we have less than half as many homes in our area on the market, less than half as many than we did in 2019.
Wow.
And 2019 wasn't any stellar year to hang our hats on, as far as sales goes. I'm just telling you that it's just the lack of inventory. I don't blame people. If you're sitting with a mortgage below 4%, which the majority of people are, you know, that have loans right now because they bought over the years that we had all these
right.
So, you know, if you're sitting at below 4%, why would you ever want to go into a 7.5% loan? I mean, it doubles your payment. I mean, how many people stand up and say, I want to pay double on my mortgage payment? Stand up if you say that. Okay, nobody's in the studio standing up. So, but I mean, it's just, it doesn't even sound realistic to me. So,
does this mean that, first off, two quick questions.
Sure.
Is the inventory situation still trending the way you described it, nationwide too?
Nationwide as well in this area. And anything below $200,000, because there's such a void in that market right now of houses, that market is fierce. I mean, it's tough to get a house below $200,000 right now because there's just not enough of them. And those people are the lower income people are the ones that are suffering the most with the higher interest rates, obviously, because if their payment went from $700 to $1,400 a month, now they can no longer afford a house. So they can't sell to buy. So they have to stay where they are.
Is the real estate market, the industry, seeing the roll-off of these people who did this initially and now can't?
Repeat the question again.
Nationwide, are you seeing a roll-off of these people who took on these loans, but now at the new interest rate can't afford it?
Oh, sure. It's happening. It's happening all over the country. Actually, it's happening all over the world because the whole world is experiencing economic issues in some form or fashion, and we're not getting away from that. Do I think we're in a recession still? I think we've been in a soft recession for a year. I mean, even though the media won't admit it, I think we've been in a soft, very soft form of recession for a year. And I think the only thing that's keeping us from calling it a recession is our unemployment and jobs growth. You know, are the only two factors that are keeping that inflation has finally come down to 3%, but 3% is higher than it's been. You know, we're sitting at 3% now, and that's higher than it's been, and nothing rolled back down. I mean, you know, the price of beef and groceries are still way up there. They never came back down.
Right.
I don't think it's going to come back down, to be honest with you, Carl.
I hate to use the phrase, but is this going to become more or less the new normal
buying? This is the new normal. I think this is definitely the new normal. I think that people are going to save up to buy a house in the future like they used to in the olden days. You know, we call it the olden days. When people put 20% down, that's the only way you could buy a house unless you put 20% down. Then they started saying, hey, you could buy a house that had zero money. And I did that one time. It's crazy. But, I mean, I think that's gonna change. And people are going to see that, you know, buying a house is a big deal. 20% down so we can avoid PMI and a lot of these other factors are going to help cushion a soft landing for our mortgage price, you know, for our mortgage rate.
PMI, I know it's something that if you don't pay that 20% down, you have to pay the insurance and mortgage insurance fee.
There. Sure.
That itself, say, take an $800 mortgage payment, okay?
Yes.
Including, if it were PMI included, how much of that would be the PMI?
On $800, probably about $150.
Okay, all right. So,
but it's $150 that you shouldn't have to pay.
Understood. I was just trying to get a
I don't even understand why the consumer has to bite that bullet anyway, because that should be a cost of doing business for these loan companies. If they want to insure their profits and insure their mortgages, that should be on them. Why should a homeowner have to pay for private mortgage insurance that they'll never see the benefit of one penny of?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Why does PMI exist?
PMI existed because banks don't want to lose money. I mean, banks are purely a money-making operation. They don't want to hurt their profitability at all. So if a financing company, bank, or whatever they call themselves, wants to give a mortgage loan out there, and they should qualify the person good enough that they should not have to get private mortgage insurance and make them pay for it to get a loan from the bank to ensure that the bank's going to make a profit. I mean, they shouldn't even, if there's a question of the person's ability to make the loan, they shouldn't do the loan. But don't charge them another fee.
I know, but there it is.
I mean, it'd be like charging. I don't even know what a comparison to that is.
Mm-hmm,
it would be like charging people a housekeeping fee to go into a restaurant because it costs. The restaurant has to clean. Of course, they have to clean as part of what they do.
That's right.
Banks lend money as part of what they do. Do they lose money? Well, they really don't, but they should. I mean, that's part of the that's part of that obligation of going on the hook for a loan.
Is the percentage for PMI still 20% of the sale price?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes. So, okay. So it's 20% of the value. So you have to have, if you have 20% skin
the
in the game.
Appraised value?
Appraised value, yes, yes, yes. And a lot of banks will drop it when it gets close. Like I looked at something for Ellick the other day, and he's really close to dropping his PMI.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, so it depends on the value of the home. If the value of the home, and a lot of homes have gone up in value and have now exceeded the 20%. So there's a lot of people probably paying PMI out there that probably shouldn't. If you are one of those people, call me. I can help you.
Yeah.
But my number is 946-7575. But back to what we were talking about, PMI is something that they came out with to avoid banks taking a loss on mortgages,
yeah.
Which is crazy to me because if they felt like they're making a bad loan, they shouldn't make the loan. But then don't make a good loan and then charge the people.
Do banks still have money to lend right now?
Like crazy. Are you kidding me? But corporations, the corporate America, regardless of what you hear in the media, is really doing good. They bought back a lot of their own stocks. They're investing money. Corporate America, when we got into the Great Recession, learned how to reoperate and reconfigure and do business in an environment that is hostile and not friendly sometimes. And so they've been able to scale it down enough where they've recruit enough profits that most companies, publicly held companies, are buying back their own stocks.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. That's huge. Absolutely huge. But I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, there's still we still have a ton of people out there renting. 21 million and some change of the in America of people are spending more than 30% of their income on housing.
Wow.
On rental housing.
30%.
30%. It's a lot. It's a
What's
lot.
What's the expected or recommended figure? No more than about 20 to 22?
20 to 25 at the most,
yeah,
25.
Yeah.
But I mean, 30% and then on up is like spooky scary. You're living to survive. That's what it amounts to. So, I mean, there's a lot that's going on out there. And of course, there's new construction.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we heard today on the Ray Jamo that the new construction seems to be up across the country there. Why is that?
It is up because the lack of existing home resales, the lack of resales are affecting the market, giving people not much of a choice. Some great clients of mine that I've had three or four transactions with them regarding homes, just recently went in and had me negotiate with them to get a D.R. Horton house, which is a national builder that's building in this area. And even though the popularity of the D.R. Horton homes aren't really the best in the world, according to their online reviews, these people went ahead and met with them and felt comfortable enough to go ahead and put a deposit down on a home because they're affordable. And these builders are offering incentives for people. They're offering like a $10,000 finance incentive if you use their finance company, which you could keep them honest by keeping them competitive, and you still pick up an extra 10,000. I mean, in closing costs, I mean, it's huge. It's huge. So it makes it very affordable for people to live, even though it may not be the ideal house forever, but it's a good starter home.
So new homes construction, is that spotty across the country, or is it generally rising?
It's rising because of the availability of the non-availability of existing homes.
Yeah,
homes that have been lived in. We call existing homes. Those homes, because they're not coming on the market because people are not willing to sell off their cheap mortgage rates and buy into a higher rate, those homes aren't coming on the market, so of course new construction is going to go. You know, it's got to go. It's the only place you can go in a lot of cases.
Homeowners right now that own their homes and are thinking about downsizing and moving to a smaller accommodations, whatever it may be, would they be advised to maybe wait a little while?
You know, that's a tough question. It's really a balancing act. What does it cost you to wait? I mean, right now, I don't see anything really changing except for we're going to get about two more hikes on the Fed Reserve money. I don't see anything going to change for a very, very long time.
Okay.
So my suggestion is, how important is your quality of your life and what your affordability is? Find the two happy mediums that meet those two criteria and get in there. And if it means renting for another year or two year, save up enough money for 20% down, well, maybe do that. But renting is not going to get cheaper. It's going to only get more expensive. In fact, just recently, a lot of these rental companies that are in the home rental business or apartment rental business started charging extra fees to add on to it. So renting is going to be more expensive as time progresses. But, I mean, it may be a good fit for somebody right now. You just have to look at what the long-term goal is and where you want to go, where you want to be.
There you go. Bill Hall, the Real Estate Guy, Premier Homes and Properties, sponsoring this portion of the program. How do folks get in touch with you, Bill?
Well, that's easy. My office number is 423-530-7077. But the best number is the 423-946-7575. And that's the number Robert Brinkman calls me, and that's the number I owe him a phone call back on. So I'll talk to you guys soon.
All righty, sounds good. Bill, you take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.